Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The U.S. Constitution and PA Constitution give the government certain roles to fulfill. They also give citizens certain God-given rights, which too many times the federal and state governments forget that and override them all because they think they can get away with it, and too many times they do. Amos Miller of Lancaster County is a perfect example. My guest today is Chris Hume. He's managing editor of the Lancaster Patriot. Thanks, Chris, for being with us.
Great. Thanks for having me on the show.
What is Lancaster Patriot? Let's just start with that.
Yeah, the Lancaster Patriot, you can find out about us at thelancasterpatriot.com. We actually started as a print newspaper here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We have morphed into an online news and commentary format. So we're really focused first on Lancaster County and then spreading out Pennsylvania and even the nation, you know, what we can cover. But at the same time, we're also trying to provide commentary on the news from a distinctly biblical perspective. And try to analyze the news, help people think about what is going on around them. In this case with Amos Miller is a perfect example of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, because too many times we get newspapers or even, you know, paper or online newspapers, media coverage, and it's very, very slanted. They don't look at it from a biblical perspective. So it's always good to get a biblical perspective. So tell us Amos's story, Amos Miller's story. I know that my husband and I attended a conference that the Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society had in 2022, and Amos was there to tell his story. But tell my listeners who Amos Miller is and what is his story.
Sure, yeah. Amos Miller he's an Amish farmer here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. He has a farm. It's called Miller's Organic Farm. And for decades, really, he's been serving his customers. I would say a lot of his customers are not Amish. So they're what we call English around here. So they're non-Amish people like me. And he serves customers throughout the nation because for years he's been providing an alternative to the big food, big pharma, you know, industrial complex when it comes to people's diets. And he has not jumped through all the bureaucratic hoops. But this is very important. He does not sell his food at grocery stores. He does not sell them at roadside stands. He has a private buying club. And so his members go out of their way to sign up to become a member. They have to drive to his farm or, you know, they can pay to have his products shipped to them. And yet the government has really been targeting Amos for quite some time. Back in 2016, Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture had their eyes on him. They ended up getting the help of the federal government. And they came after him because his meat, he was slaughtering and processing his own beef and other meats without a USDA, you know, approved sticker. Mm-hmm. Now, not all the meat, because the government only regulates the animal products that enough people use in order to make a profit with their regulations and taxation. So, for example, Amos Miller did water buffalo, and there's no regulations on that from the government, so he is fine to do that. But long story short, Diane, the government really came after him a few years ago for meat. He ended up having to pay quite a hefty fine, and he had to send some of his meat off-site, which was not a great outcome for his customers because his customers wanted to buy their food from Amos without any additives whatsoever. And the government was not on board with that. They wanted him to be, you know, go through their bureaucratic red tape. But that kind of died down. But then recently now, this is earlier this month in January 2024, the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture came onto Amos's property with a search warrant, raided his farm, seized some of his property, basically detained in place hundreds of his food items, telling him he could not sell them. And the main reason for that is, again, once again, he has not jumped through all the government hoops because his customers do not want food that the government has interfered with. Mm-hmm. And so again, he's private buying club. He's not selling his stuff at grocery stores. And yet the government still says that's a big no-no. If you want to, get your food, you have to go through Big Brother. And Amos's customers, they believe that they can make their own food choices. So the state is basically telling him, you know, he can't sell any dairy. He can't sell mostly all his products in there. This is an ongoing thing. His legal team is fighting it. But that's the story in a nutshell, and I'm sure we can unpack that.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I know that. Well, I think it was January 4th. I think it was three state troopers and seven other officials. I think they were all from the PA Department of Agriculture, went on Amos's farm, and you were there. You videotaped and posted it on X. What you saw, what the police wouldn't let you do, they wouldn't allow you to go into the building that they were inspecting, or that they were really confiscating Amos's products, really, is what they were doing in the long run. But the only place I could find where an elected official responded, it was Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey. He responded on X saying, quote, "Looks like Amos Miller's farm is being raided. With all of the problems in society today, this is what the government wants to focus on. A man growing food for informed customers without participating in the industrial meat milk complex." He goes on to say, "It's shameful that it's come to this," unquote. Have any Pennsylvania elected officials said anything in defense of Amos?
Well, unfortunately, no. No one said anything in defense of Amos. Some people have said stuff about Amos, but not in defense of him. There's a state rep here in Lancaster County, Dave Zimmerman, who's on the Agricultural Committee. I think a lot of people were hoping that he'd be the kind of guy who would stand up for Amos and stand by his side. But he put out a statement saying that, you know, Amos Miller has to follow all the regulations just like everybody else. Now, the important thing to note here is that when the law becomes this bureaucratic administrative mm-hmm. law, it becomes onerous and burdensome.
Yep.
And there are many farmers across the nation. If you listen to like a statement from Dave Zimmerman or any of these politicians, I would say they're making it sort of like, you know, everybody out there is following all of our rules. And Amos Miller is this guy who's just breaking all these rules. And, you know, it's unfair that Amos gets to follow his own rules. Well, I want to point out a few things just for your listeners. Number one, again, Amos Miller is this is not an equal playing field. And it's the other way around. It's not that Amos has the advantage. His food is very expensive because of, you know, he doesn't have the lobbyists. He doesn't have the, you know, the big
right.
government people supporting him and getting him subsidies. His food is very expensive. Customers have to go very much out of their way mm-hmm. to buy it. So it not only does it cost more, it's more inconvenient. And so he's going up against these huge corporations that have the government subsidies, that have the government lobbyists, and still his business is doing well. And the question people need to ask is why?
Yeah.
It's because people want to buy this food.
Mm-hmm.
People want to have the freedom to make their own food choices.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing to keep in mind is when the government gets involved in this, and I've heard stories of farms that will dilute their milk with, they'll add chemicals to it to knock down the bacteria count so that they can pass inspection, all these hurdles and hoops to jump through just to get some pencil pusher to sign off on
right.
it. But, you know, and then we have other people in Pennsylvania. We have these laws that say you can't sell raw butter or raw cream with or without a license. And there are producers out there that label their raw butter as pet food so that people can buy it and eat it. I mean, that's the kind of, frankly, communistic state we're in now, where mm-hmm. the government's telling us that we can't buy raw butter from our neighbor.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Finish the thought.
No, I was just going to say, I think that I hope this situation will make people pause and think about, you know, how far we've gone down the road of communism and statism. And we need to have men and women of courage, especially in Harrisburg there, to say, you know what, we've gone way too far here. The government's job is not to regulate all areas of life. The magistrate's job is to punish evil. And selling someone some raw milk or raw butter is not evil.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, and I think more and more Americans are becoming more aware of the additives put in food products that the government approve. And they're connecting the dots to where a lot of these really adulterated food items that pass all sorts of government inspections really are negatively impacting their health. And I think that's one reason why Amos is doing so well, because people are wanting his products, as you said, and they recognize that your health is dependent upon what you eat. And if you're eating contaminated food items, which to the government is okay, you know, they pass all sorts of inspections. The example you gave with the milk, you know, just that passed an inspection, but how good is it really for someone to drink that stuff?
Right.
It's sad. And I don't see anything in either the U.S. Constitution or the PA Constitution that gives the government the right to inspect food products that a farmer wants to sell. I haven't seen that anyway.
Right. Yeah. And the problem is that these legislators, I would say there's many things going on here, but one, if these legislators and these bureaucrats don't go after Amos Miller, they're going to have an identity crisis because they're not going to know what to do with themselves because we've been taught, and the government school has, you know, forced this down our throats for years, that we need the government to take care of us. We need the government to make our decisions for us. We need the government to tell us what's safe and what's not safe. I mean, you know, we saw how that went in 2020.
Yeah.
People still have great confidence in the government. You know, many of us did not before that. I'm not sure how we could have any now.
Yeah.
But the other thing is you mentioned that, you know, the government doesn't seem to mind the additives and chemicals in the food. I would take it a step further and say they want that stuff in there. And here's why. And, you know, maybe not everybody involved, but overall, the government that we have in this nation, it's a statist government that Christ has been intentionally removed. Mm-hmm. And now you have a government that wants to control people cradle to grave. And everything is about control and taxation.
Yep.
You know, how can we tax you? We talk about, you know, the American War for Independence. My goodness, the amount of control and taxation and regulation we have now is way more than what those early Americans
Absolutely.
Were facing. But the government, the civil government as it stands now, wants nothing more than for Americans to feed themselves with horrible food, mm-hmm. consume pornography and other trash,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, pay their taxes, and then once they retire, die.
Yeah.
So that the government no longer has to care for them, and they get their taxes. And so there's so many reasons why what Amos is doing, it represents the antithesis of the nanny state. That Amos is, he represents freedom, he represents self-government. The people have to make their own choices, and he represents an escape from the statist trap that, you know, we are in right now,
yeah.
that, you know, we don't need the government to tell us what to eat. And you're right. You know, you mentioned the U.S. Constitution, the PA Constitution. I think we really need to take a serious look at what we have done with our legislative branch, with these bureaucracies, that we're just continuing. Each year, we have more and more laws. And Diane, neither you, me, none of us know what laws are breaking at any time, because the law has become cumbersome, and it's become a weapon to be wielded by those in power. And if they want to come after us, I'm sure we're breaking some law.
They will
and
find
that's
some
not
excuse.
The way law is supposed to be.
Exactly. Exactly. It was never the intention of the Founding Fathers for, or even the writers of the PA Constitution. That was not their intention. Their intention was not to have a bureaucratic state, which is what we have. As you're saying, they're always, it's amazing how many, I try to follow the laws that have been, or the bills that have been introduced in Harrisburg. I mean, to me, most of them are crazy, and definitely infringing on our rights. But to me, it is them, the folks in Harrisburg, the elected officials in Harrisburg, justifying their salaries, justifying
right.
their existence. And I think the base salary is $106,000,
right.
Which is outrageous in itself, because we have 253 elected officials, 203 state reps, and 50 state senators, 253 elected officials who continually are introducing bills, and, you know, laws are being passed, you know, bills are being passed and signed into law. And the goal is really to take away more and more of our rights. Now, my understanding is that the PA Department of Agriculture is upset because Amos did not, this is what the affidavit said. He has not completed the application process through the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture for, quote, registration, licensing, or permitting under the pertinent Retail Food Facility Safety Act, Food Safety Act, or milk sanitation laws, unquote. As you mentioned earlier, he's not selling it in a retail store. He doesn't have a roadside stand, you know, with a buy milk here shingle hanging out anywhere, you know, at a roadside stand or in any store. Folks are finding out through word of mouth. Does he have a website up? I can't remember what he said in 2022.
He does have a website. I mean, you have to sign up to be
right.
a private buyer.
Right.
You have to, you know, read an agreement. You know, you're making the informed choice here
right.
to buy these products. So it's certainly, I think it's a bit disingenuous to make it like, you know, he's just out in the public selling this all over
yeah.
the place. I want to mention one more thing, if you allow me to. You mentioned these reps and senators and their salary. And I think you're exactly right, Diane, that they have to justify their salary. They have to justify their existence. And I want to make a recommendation for your listeners. There's a book by a friend of mine. The book is called The Sound Doctrine of Theocracy, and the author is Luke Saint. And he touches on this point in that book that when you create an office, you know, the legislator, who their job is to just make more and more laws and tell people how to live their lives, if you create that system, it's going to attract people who want to tell other people how to live and who want to get paid to do it.
Yeah.
And so it's not a surprise that now we have, you know, these people in Harrisburg and state capitals across the nation who their sole reason for existence in, you know, as far as their career goes, is to tell you and I how to live our lives. And that's not the biblical concept of law and the civil magistrate. Biblically, the idea is if there's an evil action done, then you need the magistrate to get involved. The Bible's, you know, I'm not an anarchist here. We need a magistrate. We need justice.
Right.
But what we have is we have the righteous are being punished. Mm-hmm. There's a Proverbs 17:26, I believe, where the Bible says to impose a fine on a righteous man is not good. And that is by definition what is happening here with Amos Miller, with Reuben King, who faces potential jail time for selling rifles to shotguns. You know, just across the state, we can list more and more examples where the government has become a terror to the righteous. And I think that was one of the things that the initial generation of American, you know, patriots said, wait a minute, when the government starts to do this, we got to do something about
it. It's time to push back. Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. I think it was on January 11th. Didn't they come back again and post a note on his Amos's cooler about, you know, none of these items can be removed or sold or given away or something along those lines, and including walnuts and such?
Well, so the notice was placed on January 4th. And
Okay.
Yes, they did come back January 11th, but on January 4th, they put stickers. I mean, just it almost seems randomly throughout his walk-in cooler, walk-in freezers. I mean, there's so many items in there. There's frozen meat. Like you mentioned, there's walnuts. There's maple syrup. There's just so many items. And this is a time when I was reading a story of these food pantries that are struggling. There's these food shortages. And here's a man who's serving his neighbors, serving people who need food, who are paying for it. And the state comes in and says, you can't do that. You know, but you can go down the road and slaughter your baby at Planned Parenthood, but you can't feed your neighbor. I mean, this is the backwards Isaiah 5 calling good evil and evil good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They came back on January 11th and they basically extended the order. State troopers came back on his property. A state employee delivered Amos a paper saying, Russell Redding, the head of the Ag Department, he says, oh, I'm extending this order. And as I understand it from that point, which was, you know, a week or so ago, you have 40 days where Russell Redding's going to decide what he does with this food. So it could end up happening that Russell Redding says all that food in there needs to be destroyed. I mean, can you imagine the optics of that? The government say we're going to destroy all this food when people are, you know, going hungry.
And I'm sure
there's an additional, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and I'm sure there's hungry folks even right in the city of Lancaster and nearby Harrisburg, too, as far as that goes, who would love to have that food rather than see it destroyed. I mean,
it's the most delicious food that I've ever tasted.
Yeah.
So, it's
great. I think of all the wasted food with school lunches, you know, and the government has the free and reduced lunches and breakfast in some cases, and some cities it's also suppers. But the food that's wasted in that process, using or wasting our taxpayer dollars, it's very sad. I'm going to back up real quick. What was the name of Luke's book again?
The book is called The Sound Doctrine of Theocracy.
Of Theocracy. Okay.
And now that term theocracy scares a lot of people, but what we need to understand is we're always going to have a religious worldview behind our laws, behind our society. It's not if we're going to have a religious nation. It's what religion are we going to have? Who are we going to serve? And I'll tell you what, I'd much rather be under the law of God than under man's, you know, never-ending laws that keep coming out, and I never know if I'm doing good in the state's eyes.
I
never know. With God's law, you can know. You know, it's simple. Bible says, I shall walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. It's a beautiful thing. It's the law of liberty. But man's law is not freeing at all.
It's always changing, and God's law does not change, for sure. Now, you know, the government is so concerned about Amos's food, so I'm assuming that the FDA and such has a 100% track record when it comes to food safety?
Oh, yeah, you know, unimpeachable, of course. No,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's you know, there's so many things. There's toxins and pathogens that come in from overseas. There's thousands of those that happen. You know, of course, whenever you have these quote unquote outbreaks, you know, most of the time it's the restaurants, and it's, you know, sometimes the really big ones. You know, Wendy's was involved. Wendy's restaurants was involved in one a year or two ago. And so, you know, well, people are going to say, well, yeah, and then they recall their stuff. But the food keeps going out there.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. There's much more control. I have much more control if I can make the decision to go to Amos's farm,
yeah,
as opposed to going to the grocery store. And, you know, who knows where that food, mm-hmm, has come from, what it's been mixed with. And yeah, perhaps maybe there's a lower bacteria count, but what chemical additives have been put,
exactly,
in there to knock down the bacteria? You know, this is, I mean, the fundamental freedom to choose what you eat. I know people who say, you know what, I want the raw product because I want to be exposed to different microbes. And I want to, you know, my body to be, I mean,
yeah,
we have the right to, you know, like I said, I mean, I mentioned it again, you can commit an abortion, you can quote unquote change your gender, which is, mm-hmm, an absurdity.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the government says you can do these things, but you can't decide to eat a piece of raw meat.
It doesn't
make any sense.
Right, exactly. You can't decide to eat what you want to eat because the government says you can't, says that's a no-no. But
right.
I do believe that Americans are becoming more and more aware of the danger of all the additives and stuff, that chemicals and additives and flavorings and food colorings and all that, you know, all those type things that are being added to foods and the dangers. I mean, look how sick America is as a whole. I mean, definitely sick morally, but also sick physically. I mean, how,
right,
you know, how did we get here? I think a lot of it is we've gotten away from the raw materials, the raw foods and such, and we're, you know, becoming more and more dependent upon government for, you know, their okay or their stamp of approval on a food product, and we're not taking time to read what's actually in that food product. And it's
right,
scary. And, you know, for Amos to be attacked like this, I mean, thankfully it's made national news. Hopefully some of that will help him in the end. People just need to wake up. The government has become too overpowering. They've actually become dictators when it comes to our everyday lives. And we've,
that's
allowed,
right,
that to happen. We've allowed it to happen because we did not, you know, when they first started doing it, we should have spoken up, and this was decades ago. But we did not realize or didn't want to even think about us getting to the point we are now in this nation. And we're waking up, and hopefully, prayerfully, I'm praying that it's not too late to wake up. Is there any way that we can help Amos? We as your average citizens.
Yes. Yeah. You can go to thelancasterpatriot.com/helpAmos.
Okay.
thelancasterpatriot.com/helpAmos. You'll find there a fundraiser. You'll find a link to his website. I'm not sure what he's going to be able to sell right now. You'll also find contact information for, you know, elected officials and appointed officials to contact them and call on them to, you know, to stop this injustice.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned, you know, how do we get here? And I'll say this. I know might not be the most popular thing, but I believe that when the state came and said, you know, we're going to take over educating your children.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, generations of parents said, okay, you can do that. You can teach our children. We're not competent to do that. I think we laid the foundation for us to be at the point now where the government says, well, we can also tell you what you can and can't eat.
Yeah.
You know, we can tell you all these things because, you know, we are the ones that educated you. We are the ones that will take care of you. And of course, it's so ironic and it's very sad that, you know, there's like a study, there's, you know, thousands, 10,000 additives the FDA approves. They don't want our food to be healthy.
No.
And then when you get sick, you go to the hospital and you get into big pharma, the medical,
mm-hmm,
industrial complex, and then they want to tell you how to get better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got to get out of that cycle. And Amos represents a way out of that. And he's not the only one doing this. And I think if enough Americans see what's happening here, they can stand up and oppose this tyrannical government. And I think we need some civil disobedience here. And I think that those in power need to know that, look, we're not going to just roll over while you continue to take away our rights.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Excellent point. So folks can go to lancasterpatriot.com/helpAmos.
That's correct.
Okay, fantastic. And of course, your contact information is on the website also. LancasterPatriot.com.
Yes, yep.
Okay.
Yep,
right
you
now.
Can contact us through there.
Okay, and folks can subscribe to the paper through that, I'm assuming, also?
Yes, everything's online. Okay. We're an online app, so you can put your email address in, and we do send out updates. We have podcasts, interviews, commentary, and news articles as well.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks so much, Chris, because folks need to hear this. Folks need to think about what's happening to Amos, because if it's happening, it's happening to Amos, it's going to happen to you sooner or later, too, because as you mentioned, there's so many laws out there, we're probably breaking a law every day of our lives. We don't know how
many
are out there.
Yeah. That's right. Thanks for having me on, Diane. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.